welcome to Live Local Radio. Happy Thursday and welcome aboard. I'm glad you're finding us on 97.1 FM this Thursday for Live Local Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes, and I want to thank, and I think it went pretty well last week, didn't it, Tag?
It did, very well.
Isn't she wonderful?
It was great.
Yeah,
yes.
Jessica's wonderful that way. And she's volunteered to do it any other time, so you'll hear less. No, I'm kidding. She does want to fill in some time again because you did such a good job making her sound better. And making me sound better, too.
So, hey, I try to do that.
You do that. You know, you got that baritone voice thing going. It's great. It really, truly is. Got a couple of great guests today, just so you know. We've got the Panada Theater, represented well by two smiling faces across from me right now. And then after that, we have Curtis Johnson coming from BGH. He's the Director of Facilities, and he is the President-elect of Sandpoint Rotary. So we'll be talking to those folks here in a little bit. But mark on your calendar, Tag, okay? First of all, I know you're doing the Final Four stuff. You filled out your bracket?
I did, yep. It's not going great already, but it's okay. There's a lot of games left.
Did you have Idaho in the championship? Did you?
No, I didn't. I should have taken them to beat Houston, though. Just out of the pride of Idaho. I didn't. No. I couldn't do that.
I have the same problem with Gonzaga, I truly do.
Right, yeah. You want to have them go so far, but
I know.
You don't want to lose the bracket either.
I got them past BYU. So we'll see.
I didn't. Okay.
You had BYU beating him.
I did.
Well, they've got that number one draft pick guy.
I know. He looks really good.
But, you know, Gonzaga just hates BYU. Even if Braden Huff is on crutches, he's still going to play in that game to make sure they can beat up on this guy.
I'm ready to see it. It's going to be a good game no matter what.
Yeah,
so.
It's fun. And they joke about loss of productivity right now at work. Oh, my gosh. Every time I walk by people, different shops, I've been in different businesses today, and they have that button where you can click it off so your screen's on, then it's off to a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah, tabbing it.
It's a fake spreadsheet.
Back and forth, yeah.
So it's fun to watch. I don't dare bet because I'm not good at that kind of stuff. But anyway, so you have who winning?
I have Arizona and Houston in the finals. That's who
I have.
I'd like to see Houston win just because they haven't, but I like Arizona better.
I do, too. I think that's probably the odds on. Duke, too. People seem to like
Who
Duke.
Do you got?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
You know why? Because I didn't fill one out. I got around to it last night, and it was all these little ads on it, and I thought, I'm not going to do that. So I want Arizona to win, by the way. If Gonzaga doesn't, that's my...
All right. There we go. I like it.
It saved me money. So I know you have a calendar nearby. In fact, I see like 8 calendars here on this desk that were passing out, apparently, to people. And I'll tell you, there's an issue with that, but I'll talk to you about that later. You guys can have all the calendars you want.
Thank you so much. Oh. I didn't know if we were going to ask to fill out a Final Four bracket or if we were going to have to
pony up money for betting.
Can't,
you can't now. The game's already started.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So that's what happened. But on that cool calendar, why don't you mark May 1st through 3rd? Why is that, you ask?
Why is that,
I ask? I'm glad you asked. That is the Rotary District Conference here in Sandpoint, Idaho. And we've got some highlights that I want to start sharing with people because what I did was, as district governor, I made it open to the public, a couple things. And one of them, and these two people sitting across from me might appreciate this too, this is the art of saying thank you for nonprofits. We have a president up in Cranbrook who they have figured out a way to guarantee to have people want to donate and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And they've cracked the code for that. When I visited their club, they were showing me videos. They were showing me all these cool things they've done. And I thought, that's the kind of speaker I want to come here, but invite all the different boards in town, Lions Club, Kiwanis Club, all of them. So you're cordially invited. You'll get an official invitation from me. But again, it's free of charge, and it'll be on a Saturday. It'll be in Marigold. You know, it'll be quiet. Yeah. There's no bank going on, that stuff. But anyway, we've got a great speaker coming down for that. So that's kind of cool. You'll hear more about that. Also, on that Saturday, I know this is right up your alley, too. We're dedicating a peace pole up at the Pine Street Woods. I know. Tag, that's you.
That's me, yeah, all day. That's me.
Well, we have a local artist who's carving it right now, and it'll be really cool. There's about 120,000 of them around the world, and I think everybody would agree this is kind of the time for peace. You know, why don't we raise up peace a little bit? And Rotary is all about peace. In fact, we started the United Nations years ago. That was something that Rotary did because they needed an organization that wasn't about borders. It was more about people. And that's what Rotary was even back then. So now we're growing that way. So mark your calendar from 2 to 3 o'clock.
It's marked.
I can tell. I can see you writing in there, scribbling madly. So while you're still doing that, on that Sunday, you'll like this even better. In fact, Tag might be the only one who survives this. We're putting down a 100-year time capsule. We're sinking a time capsule right there. That'll be open up 100 years from now. So
really?
What are you saying?
Sean's going, I work out every morning. I go by your house every morning. I work out. I'll be there. Is that what you're saying?
True. I do say that, yeah. Yeah, it's just well, another 100 years is no big deal.
Well, the sad news is that he's talking to himself a lot when he drives by the house, but it's okay. It's all good. It's a good sign. And that'll be open to the public as well. It'll be really a cool thing. And we're inviting people to submit items for that time capsule. So imagine, if you would, 100 years from now, opening up a time capsule. What was life like here now? Then what would people think about it? And why did they store everything on a flash drive? What the heck is this flash drive? we're getting past that technology. We've got a better idea, but can you imagine? unless you include a device to read it, don't do it. And only put paper on archival paper type stuff. Don't use paper because it'll disintegrate, and I think there's something to that too. And since you're marking on your calendar, that'll be 11 o'clock on the 3rd of May, and again, that's open to the public too. But we also have an email address if you want to send in your predictions or perhaps your vision of life now, and that is rotarytimecapsule2126@gmail.com, rotarytimecapsule2126@gmail.com. Does that sound kind of fun?
It does sound kind of fun. You
know,
I like that.
Yeah, we've been inviting people to send in pins and stuff that would survive, you know, because again, underground, there's some water issues. I mean, they'll be sealed and all that, but, you know.
Yeah, but nothing. Yeah, it's got to be. It can't disintegrate, like you were saying. It's got to last that 100 years.
And I may have told you the story, but I have a friend in Spokane who has been lucky enough to open up two time capsules from 100 years ago in Spokane. They have a couple bridges going on, and they had them buried there, so they get to open them. And she said, oh, my gosh, it's like a sci-fi movie. So you open up the capsule because it's sealed, and it did pretty well that way. You open it up, and she said there's like this fungus that comes in the air. It's like this mist that comes in the air. And she kept thinking, you know what, this would be a great horror story. You know, this virus has been locked down for 100 years, and now it's opened up. But what happens is all the newsprint disintegrates. And, of course, what does it do? It oxidizes, starts making its own little environment until you open it up. So we're not going to do that. We're going to have a few archival sheets. But, you know, I still think the secret is not to do CDs, not to do that, but figure out a way to do that. And we've got a plan. So we'll see how that works out. But I think pins and
Maybe one of these cool calendars.
Yeah, probably not. That'll take up way too much room. Thanks, Sean, for the idea, though. So, well, I think what we should do, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking all things Panada. And thanks, Tag, for all your help today. I appreciate you seeing you again, and we'll be right back after the break.
Go, Chiefs, go! Ahead into the Seattle zone. Cheveldae off left side. Out front, shot! Score! Carter Street and Spokane with a 4-2!
Saturday and Sunday, the Spokane Chiefs are back home at Numerica Veterans Arena for the final two regular season games. Saturday, your Chiefs play the Tri-City Americans as Miller Lite presents Turn Back the Clock Night. The Chiefs wear special Spokane Comet jerseys. Sunday, the Chiefs play Seattle. Coeur d'Alene Casino regular season finale. Doors open at 3 for happy hour. Get your tickets and game times at SpokaneChiefs.com.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenay get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenay.
Add warmth and ambience to your home, or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and Da Vinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. On McNerney Road, off Kootenay Cutoff in Ponderay. Take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
Want to shape the future of automation? Mechatronics drives the systems that keep industries moving. Through the Mechatronics program, you'll learn to take ideas and turn them into reality, maintain automated systems, and troubleshoot complex equipment. Gain the skills top employers are looking for. Mechatronics is a career path for problem solvers like you. Learn more. Visit whatismechatronics.com.
Spring at the co-op means seed potatoes and onion sets. Patty has Stuttgarter yellow and Ebenezer white onion sets due to arrive mid-March. Both are long day varieties suitable to our North Idaho growing season. We expect to have 6 varieties of seed potatoes this year, also arriving in mid-March. including the new Huckleberry Gold and Lasota Red varieties. Huckleberry Gold is prized for its low glycemic index. We have some soil amendments already in the parking lot, as well as peat moss, garden straw, and large bags of coarse perlite and vermiculite. And don't forget, we have plenty of garden tools, gloves, hats, hose repair items, and drip irrigation parts in stock now. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
North Idaho's radio, News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. This is your host, David Keyes, and I have two great guests sitting across from me right now, and we're going to be talking about the Panada Theater, our gem, downtown Sandpoint for sure. I've got Sean here, who's the board chair, and then Amy Flint, who's the board secretary, and it's been a busy place, always something going on there. I mean, you're booked almost every day, it looks like to me, and I think what Sean wanted to do was maybe, well, first of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And thanks for having us. And I'm glad it worked out. I think the first things first, what is going on at the Panada? You have a calendar in front of you.
A lot is going on at the Panada. Yeah, I have a couple of shows I'd like to pump here.
Do it.
We've got the Gothard Sisters coming Friday, March 20th. They're a great act. They possibly could sell out, so get your tickets now.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Oh, get your tickets tomorrow.
No, get your tickets now.
Now.
Right. And the show is when?
The show is tomorrow night. Then we have a movie, oddly enough.
Amy, a little bit closer on your microphone, if you would. That'd be great. That's what happens. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we'll get it right here.
Oh, but you're loud. You're good.
I'm loud and projective.
Usually I'm pretty loud, too, but whatever.
Now you're perfect. I got two thumbs up from our Yankee in the corner there. Perfect.
So then we have a movie coming in on Saturday, March 21st. Oddly enough, contractually, we're not allowed to advertise certain movies, but we're not going to get into that at that point. At this point, after that, we got Friends of Scotchman's Peak Wilderness Presents the Wild.
Could you go back up on that a second?
Sure.
So you're having a movie.
Yes.
But you can't advertise it.
Not the name.
Can you do like in Pig Latin or something?
Nope.
Where people can figure it out? How do they find out? They just
go to panada.org and you'll see the amazing movies we're having. Yeah. It's an interesting world contractually for some of this stuff. You'd be surprised.
I'm very surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. So after that is Wild Scenic Film Festival, which is always awesome. That's Thursday, March 25th. Another great act we got coming in is Corb Lund Country Music Act, Saturday, March 28th. The always exciting Panada Community Board meeting is coming in April 2nd. The boss is calling in.
I guess.
And then something I'm really excited about, too, is Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater is doing a Midsummer Night's Dream. That's the April 3rd, 4th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
We're having them come in, too, to talk about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're a great group.
Isn't that great?
We went to their open house the other day. It was really nice. But so that's the events that are going on there. Another thing I think we'd like to talk about is just sort of what's going on at the Panada. We have exciting stuff going on. We're doing remodeling inside the theater that a lot of people don't talk about or don't know about. Part of the issue we have with the Panada is deferred maintenance. As everybody knows, the classic story in 1985, the town got together and saved the theater from ruin.
The Panada Moms.
The Panada Moms did it, and we're grateful to them all.
Yep.
And the building is in need of a lot of love at this point. We just remodeled the bathroom and the projection booth. There's a bathroom specifically for people in the projection booth. According to our historian, Doug Jones, that bathroom has not been operational since the 70s. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. We're going to be engaging donors, and we're going to be starting a capital campaign to redo the lobby, which we discussed last year. We did a community outreach on that, and we've come up with we have plans that Bowdoin Architecture's put together. And I believe the board's about to approve. I'm sort of outside on this one, a new woman's bathroom. So not a remodel of the existing one, but additional stalls.
I feel their pain. I truly do. Anytime you're there, the guy's line just goes, and then there's a backup line for the women. That's not fair. It really isn't.
Yeah, so that's what's going on currently on the facility side of it. That's sort of where my
question for you, though. You were in the middle of a century campaign. Is that where, are we still in that, or is that done?
The Century campaign's still going. We completed. We had a Ting match. Thanks to Ting out there for taking care of on that, taking care of us on that. That's been fulfilled completely. That's done. We're fulfilling some obligations we have for them. That's going to be coming up. Some fun activities that we're going to celebrate Ting's contribution to the Panada and really to the town of Sandpoint, which. The Panada is really what it's about. It's a place for us to go. So,
and partnerships like that, too. I mean, when Kari and Ting jumped on board, that was really in memory of Eric, you know, Darstead, yeah. Her dad. And just to see how that's really borne fruit. I mean, people, a matching fund and all that kind of stuff. It encourages everybody
to
give.
It bought a new HVAC system for the theater. It's going to pay for the majority of this new bathroom that's going in. We couldn't have done it without Ting and the generous people of Sandpoint.
Right. And people do give, don't they, if you ask them the right way. I mean, people.
True.
People
please.
Want, yeah. Well, we all want to have the Panada to be healthy and keep growing and keep reflecting what we need in our community. And it is about money sometimes. It's as cold as that. It keeps it moving. That keeps the upkeep going. Women's bathroom, all that stuff. It's all about that partnership for sure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And the Century Fund is continuing because officially our century is November of 2027.
Oh. Okay.
And so we're actually actively recruiting another possible sponsor to replace Ting.
Good. And I hope you do. If you're hearing us out on the radio and you think, I want to give back to the community, that's a pretty substantial way to do it, isn't it? And there's a whole bunch of naming rights. There's all sorts of cool things go along with it and recognition. But also, you're encouraging people to dig a little deeper for something they love. So hopefully, if they want to give, join on board. How do they get a hold of you?
Panada.org is the best place to get a hold of us. If they want to reach anybody on the board, our emails are there. There's also a place to donate there as well. We have a lot of stuff that needs to be done. The inside of the theater needs complete renovation. We redid the wall last year, the north wall. That was a $100,000 grant from Idaho Heritage Trust, which was awesome for that. But the building just needs some love. You know, I can't say it enough. We want to send this thing on to the next 100 years,
right,
and take care of a lot of the deferred maintenance that, you know, the community got together. They got the building up and running, and it's been supporting the community in a lot of ways. It's been supporting nonprofits with low cost rentals. There's pushback on that. There's a back and forth on that as our costs have risen. So we're trying to come up with creative solutions for local groups to be able to still utilize the Panada, but also us be able to maintain a 100-year-old building,
right,
and improve it.
Very much a balancing act for sure.
It's tough, yeah. But we're working, and we're starting a new arts committee that we're inviting all local arts groups to sit with the board. We're going to meet once a month to come up with creative solutions for their organizations and how they integrate with the Panada in a more fruitful way for both groups.
Well, good. That's all about partnership there, too, for sure. Looking, again, 100 years down the road, I mean, there's a need for a local theater that way. And it looks like by inviting other groups to be a part of what you're doing there, I think that gives it some more life, too. I can't imagine how many nights you have something going on there, how many days. Last time I talked to, I think, Heather or somebody, almost every day you have something going on. And some days you have two things going on. And is that right? It seems like that.
There's always something going on at the Panada. Even when our shows aren't playing, there's rehearsals that are going on. We do have dark nights, and we're still filling out the calendar. It depends. Week to week is different. But, you know, we're just working with accessibility versus profitability versus nonprofit versus, you know, like I keep saying, it's a 100-year-old building.
Right.
And a lot goes into that.
And your challenge as a board is to find that balancing act for sure. And it looks like you're putting a little bit more maybe of a business sense behind the game plan from what I can see. And that is hard to do sometimes because you are changing. You're moving the cheese a little bit for sure.
Yeah, we're changing the dynamic a little bit of how the Panada has operated in the community, but we sort of have to based on funding needs of where the building's at. But we want to do it in a creative way. I feel like if I was to critique ourselves on how we're doing things, we've reached out to the community in a lot of ways, but we can do better at that.
Sure.
That's why we're engaging the local arts groups that use it more. We had a spirited board meeting, to say the least. And
100 people there. Holy smokes. What board meetings have 100 people? I want to know. I've never seen one.
Only the best ones. Only the best ones. But, yeah, so we're engaging them at a deeper level because, you know, for me, it's all these issues are just communication issues and conversations that haven't taken place. We don't necessarily know what they're up to. We don't know what they're up to. So
right.
It'll help us all get together.
So
on this.
Bring those walls down a bit to have some communication because everybody benefits by having a great Panada theater.
Correct.
So define that way for sure, too. Yeah. Got about a half a minute left or so to wrap this thing up. It goes by quickly, doesn't it?
It's super exciting. Yeah. Yes, it does.
It's the fastest 20 minutes in radio, it truly is. I want to thank both of you for your dedication, first of all. It's not easy. It's a volunteer board. There's all sorts of stuff going on. And people are passionate about what they want to see and what they want to do. And sometimes you've got to find them in the middle. And I hope you keep finding that way.
That's our goal, find out what works best for the community, but also our mission is to preserve the Panada, and we have to make that the number one priority for us.
You bet. And if people have that $1 million idea.
Or just $1 million.
You don't care about the idea.
They can come. If they got $1 million, they can bring an idea.
I like that idea. They're perfect. That's $1 million idea right there. Very good. Sean, Amy, thank you so much for your time today, too. I appreciate it. You're always welcome back. It's sometimes hard to schedule things, but I wanted to make sure that I think you're in a key time right now with the Panada, and I think it's all about communications and bringing those walls down, and we want to do that here, and again, Rotary's coming a part of that too. We'll be there for a couple of days in May. That'll be cool too,
okay,
and thank
great.
You for that. Again, people kind of take those resources for granted, and it doesn't happen on cruise control. It truly doesn't.
Correct.
Sometimes it takes.
We want the Panada to be around, and that's not necessarily the case all the time if we don't pay attention to what we're doing.
Exactly right. So, again, thanks for all your time and effort on that. If these folks are all reachable, get out and talk to them. I mean, that's part of the reason they're on the board, too, for sure. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to have a former Bonner County Fair royalty guy, local kid, who's grown up now to be the head of facilities at Bonner General. And that'll be Curtis Johnson after the break.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled on the site, dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Opening day at the Flower Farm is April 1st. Start the season surrounded by perfect pansies and heavenly hardy perennials just waiting to brighten your garden. And don't forget to grab your gorgeous hanging baskets while the selection is at its best. The Flower Farm is open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Located on Selly Road, just off Colburn Culver. And remember, healthy plants for happy gardens are grown at the Flower Farm.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
If you develop land, you know the frustration. The lot that won't perk. The soil that stops a good project in its tracks. Before you walk away, call EcoJohn. Our discharge-free wastewater evaporation systems can open up properties traditional septic systems can't handle, giving developers and investors a new path forward. No mound systems, no drain field, no sewer. More buildable lots, fewer surprises, better returns. Septic John by EcoJohn. Build where others can't. Visit SepticJohn.com or call EcoJohn today to learn more.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT, KBFI. We're here for a
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David Keyes. And if you miss the show live, which I guess you couldn't unless you're really listening, I don't know how that works, Tag. Anyway, this show is rebroadcast on Saturday and sometimes Sunday, depending on who's pushing the right button. It's kind of funny how that works. Don't know. But also, the streams as a podcast, too, on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Got a great guest coming in right now, Curtis Johnson. Larger than life in many ways. He's thrown himself at many different groups in town. He's super involved with his family. Daughters are world-class musicians, doing all sorts of cool things that way. And he is also president-elect of Sandpoint Rotary, which is no easy task for sure. You were indeed Bonner County Fair royalty, right?
That is true.
That is true.
2003.
See, that was your launch. Is that true?
That's been a long time, yeah.
Very, very good. So a little closer on the microphone there, if you could. That'd be awesome. There you go. See, I was worried. You got this baritone voice, but I was worried about you might overmodulate, but here you are.
I'm a fast learner. I can move a little closer to the mic.
Well, you also are in charge, your day job, of facilities at BGH. So that was in the news a little bit. Tell us what's going on with Bonner General Health.
Well, from a facility standpoint, my role is making sure the hospital is ready for the patient care, right? Everybody has a role, and no role is unimportant at the hospital. So mine is to make sure our teams have everything prepared. And we've done a few projects recently that help with that. One is modernizing our elevator that goes up to the helipad. So whenever we have those time-sensitive emergencies where people have to get flown out by life flight, we want to have a reliable elevator that works every time. So we've replaced all of the components to make sure that elevator works every time. We have a brand new nurse call system. So throughout the whole hospital, a new system to make sure that it's also reliable when, you know, a code blue happens, something that we, you know, never want to experience. Right. But when it's time, everybody needs to know, and it needs to have a quick, reliable response.
Right.
And upcoming, we have a huge project, which is replacing our surgery HVAC system and doing a lot of upgrades within the surgery department, which I'm super excited about.
Well, it's funny. You were sharing part of the story at Rotary here a while ago, and I think you stopped yourself and said, I'm geeking out on this thing. I'm geeking out. But really, let's see if I get this halfway right. It's all about the environment, all about the outside temperature, all about humidity, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And that, of course, flows into your HVAC system and all that kind of stuff a bit. And so you, for a while, even had to postpone surgeries in the heat of summer, wasn't it, usually, where all of a sudden it couldn't keep up with the change of the environment, and this will resolve that?
Yeah, it was based on humidity, and there was times when we would come out of humidity specifications and we'd have to cancel surgeries, and that's, you know, negative impact for the patient, negative impact for the staff, for the hospital's, you know, funds and their bottom line. It's a bad thing. But this new HVAC system will address humidity issues. It's going to be far more energy efficient. It's also going to be a lot cleaner environment. So, not to nerd out too much, but
here it goes.
Yeah, it's exciting. There's new technology called temperature controlled airflow, and it's a really clean laminar airflow over the surgical table, but there's a temperature gradient between where the patient is and the outside of the room. And because that temperature gradient is there, it pulls everything away from the surgical site. So we end up getting a lot cleaner.
Tag is not blinking right now, so that's why I was worried.
He's interested.
Tell me more.
Yeah, and this is really cutting-edge technology. We're one of few hospitals in the United States that are going to be doing this, so it's really exciting.
Well, it is, because then your schedule stays true as well, right? I mean, so you can plan around that.
Yeah, better for the community in so many ways.
Yeah, expensive lift to make that happen.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking. The hospital has found some funding and has prioritized it, so we're gonna make it happen. The Heart Ball this year helped with some of that. Our fundraising purpose for the Heart Ball was for surgical upgrades.
Perfect. Because again, the Heart Ball makes a huge difference that way too.
And it's a wonderful fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's great.
Did your kids perform?
I had my oldest daughter performed at the Heart Ball during cocktail hours, and that was super fun.
Good, yeah. good. Well, let's take a step back for a second, because we jumped into the heavy lifting right now, but tell us a little bit about you, and tell us about, again, I don't know how you can top being fair royalty, but I imagine there's probably some stories behind.
I don't know.
And again, tell us about your really super achieving and lovely daughters too. What they're up to?
Oh yeah, I love talking about the daughters. I work super hard. I love this community. My family's been in North Idaho since the 1800s, so I love this community. And I mean, from starting out on a paper route on Church Street to coming back and giving back to this community and having a role that I feel like took my manufacturing background and put it in a place where it's improving patient outcomes and patient care in my community. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Measurable stuff.
Yeah. And then with my family side of things, you mentioned my daughters.
Yeah.
I'll brag for a moment, but
you got it.
I'm super excited. They competed in a international online competition for violin solos in the 11 and under age category. And they were both selected. They get to perform at Carnegie Hall in May.
Oh my gosh. So that is so cool.
It's exciting.
I get bumps just thinking about that. I think that's what a reach. So it was all online. So they had to submit something online. And
yeah, they recorded. No, they had a piano accompany us during the recording and submitted those.
Sure.
It's pretty funny seeing the list of this concert. They're going to perform the Sunday before Memorial Day. And you look at where people are from. It's Singapore and Italy and all those different places. And then two from Sandpoint, Idaho.
Well, way to represent. That's really, really good.
It's good stuff.
And they've been doing it for a while. I know you make trips to Spokane. I know you've been really proactive and at least opening that door for them. And it seems like they were walking through it.
It's a wonderful world. I didn't think that I'd have a home full of music. And it took a few years for it to actually be called music. There's lots of screeching violins to get to this point. But it's rewarding. Go on the path with them. Because at some point, I'll be wishing I had the crazy back when they're out of the house.
Exactly right. Do you have any musical background? Anything that led these kids this direction, or is this your wife's work?
I would say that she's more skilled than I am. I'm probably a C-minus singer, and that's about my background. But I don't know. It's just something that we knew was worthwhile for their education development, and then she homeschools the kids, so she has really doubled down in investing in that way.
Yeah, how about that? You know, you find the right partner, don't you?
No, absolutely.
It makes life a lot easier. I can attest to that, too. We're very lucky men that way.
I would agree.
We really, truly are. So so back to the hospital for this, and then we're going to take a break. And if I can I have you stay after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
We're going to take a break in about an hour or about 2 minutes or so from now. But then we'll come back and talk about other things on your agenda. So you've been at BGH how long?
Since fall of 2017.
Okay. So. And you came from U of I. Weren't you a Vandal?
I wasn't.
No, oh, I thought you were. Okay.
No. I did some community college stuff and then was in Salt Lake City most recently and moved from some Salt Lake back home.
Did I get this wrong? Wasn't there a timber background or something too? Didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, at one point I was doing an internship at Riley Creek in Laclede.
Okay.
So.
And that was when?
2004 and 2005.
Right. And that was a big time of technological changes too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Mark Brinkmeyer actually presented at Rotary recently, and he was talking about some of the technology advancements. Right. He was talking about how initially started, and that was vibration analysis and bearings to predict when they were going to fail. And I was part of that when it first started in 2004. So.
And look at him now, huh? Look at him now. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about other chapters of your very exciting life. So we'll take this quick one, and then when we come back, we'll be talking about, Rotary and a few other things that are on your mind. I know you're a busy guy, so hang around, and we'll catch Curtis Johnson right after the break.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance. 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Spring at the Co-op means seed potatoes and onion sets. Patty has Stuttgarter yellow and Ebenezer white onion sets due to arrive mid-March. Both are long-day varieties suitable to our North Idaho growing season. We expect to have 6 varieties of seed potatoes this year, also arriving in mid-March, including the new Huckleberry Gold and Lasota Red varieties. Huckleberry Gold is prized for its low glycemic index. We have some soil amendments already in the parking lot, as well as peat moss, garden straw, and large bags of coarse perlite and vermiculite. And don't forget, we have plenty of garden tools, gloves, hats, hose repair items, and drip irrigation parts in stock now. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
Spring adventures start at R&R RV Center. Right now, take advantage of the pre-season service special and save 15% off labor on your RV service. That's an extra 5% off the already great R&R RV preferred customer discount. Busy schedule? Ask about our $199 concierge home pickup and delivery. Yep, we'll pick up your RV, service it, and bring it back. Easy, convenient, done. Just be within 15 miles of the R&R RV North Spokane or Liberty Lake locations. But don't wait. Appointments and concierge spots are limited. This offer must be booked and scheduled before March 31st. Get road trip ready today. Call R&R RV Center and schedule your preseason service now.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV, your RV superstore.
A good night's sleep is important for your health, and there are simple ways to improve your sleep, like sticking to a regular schedule, creating a calming bedtime routine, and cutting back on screen time before bed. But if you're still having trouble, it might be time to see a specialist. CBTI is a proven, non-medication treatment for insomnia that can improve your sleep and overall well-being. Call Bonner General Family Practice at 208-265-2221 to schedule a consultation. Let's work together to help you sleep better and live better.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio. I'm your host, David Keyes. I've got Curtis Johnson here. I don't know if you're former. You're always fair royalty, I'm gonna guess. You probably can walk into the fair. Can you even just say, you know who I am?
People do remember me, yeah. But it's mostly because the same people have been committed to the operation of the fair for 30 years.
Do you know how important I think I am? That's how you start that conversation, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, mister, take the crown down. Let's talk for a second.
The cowboy hat off.
We'll let you park where you want to park. I don't
My
care.
Crown was a cowboy hat.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. Cora was so jealous.
That's funny. That's a few years ago now. My goodness. We are talking off air a little bit about funny little stories, or at least funny, interesting things about your grandfather. Tell me about your grandfather.
I do have a grandfather that some of your listeners might recognize and really have a connection to or a fondness for, and that's my great-grandfather, Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan, the nose. I can see that. No, I can't really.
Well, and he had a nice little hobble in his giddy-up that everybody recognized, and there's a funny story behind that. It's fake.
He really wasn't...
Well, he was filming, I don't remember which film it was, but he was filming a movie, yeah. And then he went back to his ranch. They had 12,000 acres in eastern Oregon, and he went back to his ranch and fell in a gopher hole and twisted his ankle. And they liked his limp so much that they refilmed the movie, and then he was character cast with that.
Keep
from
the
that
limp
forward. Right? I mean, every single role had that as part of it.
Well, you know, whatever works for a person, I guess, and it seemed to work for him.
Yeah, it did. And I love sharing the secret stories with the radio here.
Oh, you know what? We're all about secrets. In fact, we have another secret that we're going to share right now, too, and Tag can hardly wait. It's that look. I live for that look. I really do. You were nominated, I hear, for an honor called 40 Under 40. And what that is, that's the North Idaho Business Journal selects 40 people in North Idaho who are making a difference, who will make a difference, who have made a difference. And they do a little story on you. They give you a little dinner thing coming up. And without further ado, congratulations. I heard you won.
Thank you. I'm happy to be selected, honored. I really love doing the work that I do in the community and being a leader, setting a good example for my family and the community. It's nice to get a little recognition once in a while, too.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, we don't do that nearly enough. We don't say thank you enough, do we? I mean, we're all busy people and... You know, it's rare, even in Rotary, to get a real thank you. And you probably didn't hear it earlier, but one of our breakout sections in the district conference is the art of nonprofits to say thank you, how to reach out to your sponsors, donors, and the art of saying thank you to them so they want to keep coming back. And I think we're opening that to the public. It's not just Rotary at that point. We're inviting Lions, Kiwanis, POAC, any board in town, and every board should be there because this is a club president, a former mayor in Cranbrook, and they have hit it out of the park there. They're people lining up to say, when are you doing your next project? We love what you're doing. How do we sign up? Can we give you the backhoe? Can we give you the bobcat to do things? They want to be a part of it because the way this club has made a difference in reaching out and lifting them up. So every group wants to do that, I think.
That's exciting.
Isn't that a dream come true?
That's exciting.
I think so, too.
I think sometimes there's a little bit of fatigue with that, and you just have to remember to say thank you. The work that people are doing is so important. You just have to show them that you appreciate it and you care.
Right. With your heart ball, for example, they know exactly where that money is going. And with Rotary, too, they know what money is staying here. And you're a big part of that, too. We have this golf tournament every year.
Yeah.
And you took charge of that about 3 years ago now, probably.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about that and where that money goes and how that's worked.
Yeah, the golf tournament is centered around career tech scholarships. So it's an area, you know, being in facilities or in manufacturing, it's an area where I'm passionate. And we raise somewhere around $50,000 to $55,000 a year that is then given out in scholarships, usually up to $3,000 per scholarship. And it can go a long ways. It goes to programs from something aviation related to plumbing, electrical. We've had people do it for nail school or hair school.
Auto collision repair. We have a kid that we talked to you about, and we sponsored him. And he's coming back and forth now, working with us a little bit. And he said it made the difference. He said, I couldn't afford to go. I couldn't afford to get the tools. I couldn't afford to do all this to get in that program. And so word got out about the donation. I mean, it really is. There's no guarantee that the scholarship money is going to help somebody. We hope that it does. Rotarians are nothing if not optimistic. We want to make sure we raise everybody up, but we can't guarantee if they're going to blow themselves up out of, you know, school and drink and have pizza and whatever else and not go to school. But I think the batting average is pretty strong. And this kid I'm talking about, again, wouldn't have gone. And now he's finishing it up right now. And we're going to change his world because of that. And
and he's now here in Sandpoint?
He is. He's finishing off right now at NIC. So he's working with us at Northwest Auto Body on Fridays and different times when he gets some openings that way to get ready to do that. But so word got out about him, and he's just a good kid. And all of a sudden, these old technicians, these old grizzled body men said, what tools do you need? And so they went around and everybody has extra tools. And they said, okay. So they got together a care package for this kid, saving him thousands of dollars. So on top of a scholarship, he saw the love of a group that wants to support young people. And we need these trades. My goodness. Look around at your plumbers. Look around at your electricians. Look around at all these folks. They're getting older. So we need to figure out a way to make this town affordable and bring these talents back. And that CTE, those scholarships are making a huge difference that way.
Yeah, so the student wins. They get a scholarship and have this opportunity. The community wins. They get these skills and resources in the community that are much needed. And, you know, that person's also able to be successful in an area that's hard to find a job that might be able to sustainable.
Absolutely. And you think about this, too. Sandpoint, no matter how you cut it, it's an expensive place to live. Yep. So now you're 21 years old, 22 years old. You want to come back to your hometown because everybody loves this area, right? But you look around, I do the math. I need 8 roommates, a couple lungheads in those 8 roommates to make it go. And now perhaps they move back to their hometown. Maybe their parents are still here, which you'd think they probably would. You spend a little time being an apprentice or whatever else, building up your own bank account, for one thing. Then you're off on your own, no debt. You're here in the town you love, the town you grew up. You've got City Beach, you got Schweitzer, you got all that good stuff. I tell you what, there's worse places to have that happen.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win-win situation. Everybody gets to win there.
And it was. Even in the world of Rotary, that tournament had kind of lagged for a while. It didn't have what I call fire. It didn't have that sizzle factor. Yes, we're going to get together and we're going to raise money for it. It was club activities. So it was like, you know, stuff in the club. You know, it's important. I got it. But what was more important? Well, you know, Tim and Angela came to us and said, you know what? We'll take over this tournament, but money's got to go to CTE. And we had some debate on it. There was some debate on the board to do that. And I'm so glad we did it. I mean, what a difference that makes. In fact, last year, Sandpoint Rotary, $80,000 in scholarships. I mean, that is huge. And again, that's an investment in the future. Again, no guarantees. The ROI is, I don't know, how do you figure that out? But we're all optimistic folks. We want what's best for the world. And we think by investing in kids, our future, there's a lot worse places to put money, for sure.
Oh, it's absolutely worthwhile. I'm on board with that.
Well, I know you are. I know you are. So you're president-elect. So that's 2 years away. Yep. You're starting to learn what people are up to in Rotary. You've been watching it for a while, for sure. Yeah. But you're a very busy guy, too. What attracted you to, first of all, Rotary, but secondly, to take a leadership role?
I would say that Rotary, I got involved just by volunteering at this golf tournament. Tim and Angela asked me to come and just volunteer for the day as a non-Rotarian. So I did, and I just started dabbling in the waters and just realized the more that I was involved with Rotary, the more I got out of it. So I was wanting to take a step further and a step further. I have other roles. I was the Idaho Society for Healthcare Engineering, the immediate past president, did that for 4 years. I've started to peel those back a little bit because I see how important and how much value the Rotary efforts add. Yeah. So that's where I'm committing to. Each time I say yes, I say yes, my life is richer.
Yeah.
So I just say yes, we'll get through it. I can revisit that next year and say, oh man, that was too much work. But I haven't done that yet. It's not too much work. It hasn't been.
You haven't hit the cap yet on this.
It's so rewarding. I don't know if there is a cap.
Well, that's why we Rotary attracts people like you that way too. And you know, I've told you this story before, but you know, as being district governor, I've had the opportunity, the blessing, really, to meet 2,000 other Rotarians in you know, British Columbia, Washington, Idaho, and a little bit of Montana. And there isn't one Rotarian that I wouldn't want to spend more time with. And because they're all cut in the same cloth, I look at you that way, and we saw you coming a mile away. I mean, your heart was as big as you are. And, you know, we thought, well, hopefully that's something you want to do. And there's never any pressure. But on the other side of yes, great things do happen that way. And organizations like Lions Club, Kiwanis, Rotary, we all have our special areas. And we keep trying to attract more people like Curtis and different folks. So we have two great Rotary clubs here. We've got Pondre. They meet on Tuesdays. And then Sandpoint, they meet on Wednesdays at noon. Look, if you're looking to get involved, you know what? There's a whole bunch of Rotarians will tell you the story. Pondre Rotary has about 20 members, give or take. Sandpoint has about 110. And we meet at the Marigold Cafe. And, again, we're always looking for more volunteers. And there's been studies out there that say, you know, especially when you're close to retiring or you've retired, and if you pull that plug and you spend that year, you know, building birdhouses with license plates or whatever else, you need to plug back into your community. And one thing that Rotary does, and I know Kiwanis does too, and I know Lions Club does too, we find ways to keep people active because the needs are always going to be there, Curtis. And having people like you bring that energy back into what we're doing is great for everybody that way too, because you're kind of out of central casting for that way. You know, there's your connection right there. But people want to follow, make a difference that way. So we've got about a minute left or so, and I just wanted to give you a shot. What else is going on in your world? Again, we've talked about the kids, which I wanted to make sure because they're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And they show up at our different events too, and make sure you check them out. They're just going to do great things that way. And when are they going to New York?
We're going to New York the week of Memorial Day.
Okay.
Their performance is the Sunday before Memorial Day. We're gonna check out Philadelphia as well, and we're going to Florida for spring break. I mean, just fun things. Life is full.
The East Coast swing for the family.
There we go. Yeah.
well, very good. And it looks like great things are in store for the hospital here too. It's community healthcare is a challenge. There's no doubt about that. But it looks like you know, John and company, and all of you, they've attracted such great people that they're bucking the trend a little bit that way. And I think we're gearing up for a strong future of local healthcare, would you say?
I would agree with you completely. I think John does an amazing job. He is such a thorough and thoughtful person.
Right.
And then the leadership team we've just had, we've had some challenges recently, and we just have a team that we can trust. We do excellent work, so.
Very good. Well, again, thank you for your time today. And thanks for all you do, and thanks for all you're going to do, too. Yes, a lot of good things happen on the other side of yes, and you're an epitome of that for sure. I want to thank all of you for listening this week, and we'll be back next week with a couple of great guests already lined up. It's scary when we have guests planned ahead of time, they're tagged, but we'll be here next week. Have a great week. Take care.